pursuit race, which is a 3 kilometre time trial, and I got a third in that. And then the match sprint, which you might have seen on TV, is kind of the cat and mouse business. First time I've ever done it, but I thought I'd give it a go because we've been working on quite a lot of sprinting for the team pursuit, and I got a silver in that. So I was absolutely delighted, kind of with my first attempt at it, to come away with the silver. Then this morning we had a 500 metre time trial, and I narrowly missed out in bronze there and came fourth, so I was a little disappointed with that. And then the scratch race in the evening we have joined a new team called Conga now, so our aim was for one of us to be on the podium for that. Like, we worked really well as a team together, and one of my teammates made a break on the very first lap. It was a 12 kilometre race, and I went with her, and the two of us worked very well together and lapped the field. And then just as we caught the field again, my other teammate made a break, and I was in the right place again, so I got on her wheel, and the two of us worked together. So it meant that I had a gold medal, and the other two got silver and bronze. So we were absolutely delighted that the team could do a 1-2-3 like that. Unfortunately, this year, Cycling Ireland lost a lot of money in the budget. They dropped their budget by 40%, so they had to drop our programme. We have no funding to go to any of the World Cups or the Europeans. So we joined a pro team, the three of us, for the team pursuit, and the team is going to supply our equipment. So it was good. It was our first kind of public appearance, really, so it was good to kind of dominate in such a way.
So what does that mean for the Olympics, but the situation where you're not getting the funding?
The situation is we have to get points to qualify for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. So we have to go to 4 World Cups. They're in Kazakhstan, Colombia, Beijing and London, and the Europeans in Holland, and the World Championships in Melbourne. And Cycling Ireland don't have the money to send us at the moment, so we are each having to find kind of 10 grand in personal sponsorship to put into a kitty to send us to training camps and the races that we need to go to. And then the team is going to supply our equipment. So it's kind of like it was devastating for us initially when we heard that the funding was being dropped, but we're all so determined to get to the Olympics that, you know, we know the speed is there, and you can't buy speed, really. So once the speed is there, we have to find a way to kind of get the money to get to the various races in order to get the points.